I know you said that you have a pile of affidavits. That's part of the evidence. What other evidence can you talk about that will enable you to prove this in court in the coming week, sir?
Whoa, but before you do, good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your cross-politic daily news brief for Monday, November 30th, 2020. If you have any of those lovely good news stories, that's like food for us over here. Can you send us some news at news@crosspolitic.com? That's news@crosspolitic.com. It's so easy to share things right now. So just hit that share button when you find something that's really good and send it to news@crosspolitic.com. Also, have you downloaded the app? Wait, you haven't?
What's wrong with you people?
Well, you should. It's free. It's a free app. You don't have to miss out on anything that goes on over here at the Fight Laugh Feast Network again. And if you happen to be a Fight Laugh Feast Club member, that's the best way to carry the Club Portal goodies everywhere you go because you have access to them at the drop of a dime. Wow, talk about an old phrase. If you are not a Fight Laugh Feast Club member,
what's wrong with you people?
Sign up today, support Rowdy Christian Media so you can continue to enable us to do stuff like this. President Donald Trump has finally decided to emerge out of his cave. What took him so long? He hasn't had a public presence as of late since election night when he claimed victory over the election. Since then, Giuliani and his special strike force lawyer team have been doing most of the talking until last night on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo, where he gave pretty much a 45-minute telephone interview with her. And I know you don't have 45 minutes to listen to the whole thing, but that's why you have us do it. So I listened to the whole interview, and I've cut up a few pieces that I thought would be essential for you. One of them was when Bartiromo asked him, hey, what is the rest of the evidence you happen to have, sir?
I know you said that you have a pile of affidavits. That's part of the evidence. What other evidence can you talk about that will enable you to prove this in court in the coming week, sir?
Well, we're trying to put the evidence in, and the judges won't allow us to do it. Mm. We are trying. We have so much evidence. You probably saw on Wednesday of last week, we had a hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It was an incredible hearing. Unbelievable witnesses, highly respected people. Maria, there's never been anything like this in history. And it all started with the mail-in, but it also goes to Dominion. It goes to a lot of things. But the mail-in, millions and millions of ballots being shipped all over. We have stories that are unbelievable, but we're not allowed to put in our proof. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, like the people that you saw the other day in Pennsylvania, willing to sign under penalty of perjury, you go to jail. Willing to sign, unlike Comey, who didn't go to jail for lying,
just
by the way,
and
McCabe,
in, yeah,
who didn't go to jail for lying, which is an amazing thing to me. We might as well bring it up. But
go
under
ahead,
perjury, you go to jail. We have hundreds, getting to be thousands. They're coming in all the time. And these are respected people. These are people that are putting their lives at risk. And they don't want to take the affidavits. Then they say, we don't have proof. I wanted to file one suit, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, against, you know, and put everything in a one simple suit. And they say, sir, you don't have standing. I say, I don't have standing. You mean as President of the United States, I don't have standing. What kind of a court system is this?
Wow. One of the things, if you missed last night's show with Pastor Doug Wilson, I recommend, if you have the app, you can go back and listen to last night's show. And you can also see it on YouTube. One of the things Pastor Wilson explained very well is like, listen, it's not the question of evidence. It's the question of who, right? And he was talking about the fact that we can have evidence immediately when we see a butler in our house and the butler winds up dead with a knife. Well, we have evidence that the butler has been killed. That's clear. We have the knife. We have a dead butler. We have evidence of a dead butler and he's been killed since there's a knife in his back. What we do not have evidence of is who killed him. So that's a whole nother situation. One of the things that was really interesting in this interview is Maria brought up the fact that there's this thing called Biden magic. Well, what is that?
This is some of the impossible statistics that we have found. And this is from the Federalist article They call it Biden magic, and they list a number of ways that Joe Biden magically outperformed election norms. They include 80 million votes, including a record black and Hispanic turnout for you, President Trump, winning despite losing most bellwether counties. Typically, when you win the bellwether counties like you did, the president wins. Biden trailed Clinton, except in a select few cities. Biden won despite Democrat losses everywhere else. In the House, Kevin McCarthy is still celebrating wins in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
Biden also overcame your commanding primary vote. So there are certainly statistic impossibilities, and the Federalist calls it magic.
There are 5 points, and it was written brilliantly but sarcastically, because they were saying he must be a great campaigner because he lost here, he lost here, he lost here, and he won the election. If a president, this is over a long, many period, hundreds of years, 100 years or something, they went into all of the elections. If you win one of the 5 points, I won all five. If you win one of the 5 points, you become president. You automatically, sitting president, gets reelected. I won all five and I still lost. There was only one reason for that: fraud.
Or Biden magic, Mr. President. Maybe you're not taking that into consideration. One of the questions that I have been asking, and a few others, where is the Department of Justice and the FBI in this? You would think right now, with the election being so important and one of the biggest things that happens in American society every 4 years, presidential elections anyway, where is the FBI and Department of Justice in this?
Missing in action. Can't tell you where they are. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says, yes, they're looking at it. Look, where are they with Comey, McCabe, and all these other people? You know, I said I'll stay out of it. I wish I didn't make that statement. There's no reason, really, why I have to. But where are they with Comey, with McCabe, with Brennan, with all these people? They lied to Congress. They lied. They leaked. They spied in our campaign. Yeah. I see Carter Page is bringing a lawsuit. That's good news. Where are they with all of this stuff? And, you know, what happened to Durham? Where's Durham? So, you know, you're asking me a question. These people have been there a long time. It's inconceivable. You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at. Where are they? I've not seen anything. I mean, they just keep moving along and they go on to the next president. They've been there for a long time. People don't understand this. They've been there for a long time. Some of them have served a lot of different presidents. With all of the fraud that's taken place, nobody's come to me and said, oh, the FBI's nabbed the people that are doing this scheme. The FBI is looking at Dominion, which nobody even knows where they're based, which nobody even knows where the votes are counted. You know, the votes in Dominion, they say, are counted in foreign countries, okay?
Ooh.
Can you believe this?
The biggest lesson, I was talking to somebody about this, I think the biggest lesson that I've learned a lot of big lessons since 2016, but the biggest lessons that I've learned since 2016 has been the word bureaucrat. Unelected people who can out-survive any elected official that's put in position. Those people are dangerous because they can skirt past the legislation or the officers that they're pushing certain things. Like somebody wins the House and wins the Senate. They only stay there for a certain amount of time. If you're a bureaucrat, you were never elected into that position. You were placed there and you can be there for 40 years, 40 years. And one of the things that we have seen since 2016 is President Trump has been going through all the bureaucrats and getting rid of and just messing up their whole world. There's no wonder that some of them probably don't want him around anymore, because that was a cush job. 40 years of a job never being elected and pretty hard to get rid of. That's been probably the biggest lesson for me in the last 4 years, are how dangerous bureaucrats are. But Maria isn't done. She asks, Mr. President, are you going to be able to get any of this information to the Supreme Court? Because it doesn't seem like federal courts are doing you any good right now.
Well, the problem is it's hard to get into the Supreme Court. I've got the best Supreme Court advocates, lawyers, that want to argue the case if it gets there. But they said it's very hard to get a case up there. Can you imagine? Donald Trump, President of the United States, files a case, and I probably can't get a case, even with, and we have tremendous proof, we have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, sworn affidavits, and it's very hard to get a case to the Supreme Court. That's what everybody's fighting for.
You know, this next clip, I want to see if this happens to you, because I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to play it. You tell me if you had the same reaction after you heard this. One of the things that Maria asked also was, can you win this if you do make it to the Supreme Court?
If you can't be heard by the Supreme Court, you lose. Do you believe you will win this?
We should be heard by the Supreme Court. Something has to be able to get up there. Otherwise, what is the Supreme Court? If election fraud at the highest level anyone's ever seen with tremendous evidence in a presidential election, if a man gets 80 million votes and he's not even close to that number, Maria, look, again, I don't want to bore you with this. He did not beat President Obama in areas where they said he beat President Obama. In fact, the black community had very little enthusiasm for Joe Biden. You know that. You've been reporting on that. Very little enthusiasm for Joe Biden. The Hispanic community has very little enthusiasm for Joe Biden. He didn't get those numbers. And by the way, I was the most successful with the Hispanic and the black communities. I was unbelievably successful. You saw that record numbers.
Yeah. Oh,
so
we've talked about that.
How did Joe Biden get all these votes? How did he get up to 80 million? How did he get up to 80 million votes?
We said it earlier. Biden magic, bro. Didn't you hear that part? Federalists talked about it. There's also, did you hear it though in his tone? I'm going to play this next clip. I want you to keep listening. Listen in his tone. This is Maria asked him, can you prove this in the coming weeks? Because that's where it's going to matter. In the coming weeks, you have a deadline before this all transpires and Joe's in the office. Can you prove this in the coming weeks?
He didn't get anywhere close to 80 million votes.
And you believe you will be able to prove this in the coming weeks?
Well, I'm going to use 125% of my energy to do it. You need a judge that's willing to hear a case. You need a Supreme Court that's willing to make a real big decision based on everything that it's not like you're going to change my mind. In other words, my mind will not change in 6 months. There was tremendous cheating here. Boxes were brought in. The mail-in vote is a disaster. And by the way, if Republicans allow it to happen, you'll never have another Republican elected in the history of this country at a Senate level or at a presidential level. You'll never, or at a House level. Mail-in voting is a total disaster. One thing that did happen, very interesting, we won all the state houses. We won Congress, everything. And Kevin McCarthy gives me a massive amount of credit for what happened. Well, look, we're supposed to lose seats. We didn't lose one seat. And we gained many, and others were leading in others. And by the way, you know why the votes aren't in yet, or like five or six others? Because the mail-in voting is all screwed up on congressional races. And we held the Senate, okay? And I'm the only one. They say it's statistically impossible. I led the charge. We won state houses, we won Congress, we won the Senate. And I lost. They say it's statistically impossible for that to happen.
In those last two clips, one of the things I was listening to in when I watched this interview was that it seems like the president feels like he has all the information. He knows all the facts. He has all the details and he can't actually get a fair hearing in the process. And he's beginning to realize he's saying to himself, listen, I know the truth. You're not going to be able to convince me about this, but I'm having a hard time trying to convince everyone else. Are you praying? I hope you're praying. I hope you're praying that God's will be done, that God does what he needs to do so that whatever is going on in our country, it gets cleaned up all the way, however hard it is. And so it's a good time to be faithful. Love your wives. Love your children. Be joyful. Be good people, the kind that fear God. Because right now, if you're not listening to this and paying attention to all this, what kind of people do you want watching the polls? I want people who fear God. Even people who disagree with me, but I want people who fear God and say what we have to stand before God and give an account for what we've done. I want those kind of people watching the polls, or at least some sort of check and balance set up and say, no, that wasn't right, guys. No matter what, we need to do this right. It's hard to believe right now that we have those kind of honest people in this world with everything that we're seeing, and we need a lot of it. So you start first in your own home and start acting that way, and let the gospel of Jesus Christ permeate through your life, and so that it touches somebody else's and come to act like you and fear God the same way that you do. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for November 20th, 2020. Merry Christmas, God bless you, and see you tomorrow.